Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Disney movie The Lion King, Simba, the young lion cub, the crown prince, struggled to remember his identity. He forgot who he was. He was deceived by his uncle into believing that he had caused his father's death. And so he had to flee the kingdom in shame, thinking that he was no longer worthy to be called Mufasa's son. As time and story goes on, he meets Rafiki, a wise old baboon who helped him to reclaim his identity, to help him to remember. Rafiki took him to a reflecting pool and told him, look into the water and see your father. Simba looked, and he turned away in disgust and disappointment. That's not my father. That's just my reflection. No, look harder, Rafiki said. See in your reflection, your father lives in you. Simba looked deeper, and he began to see this glorious vision of his father. And he heard his father's voice saying, Simba, you've forgotten who you are, and so you've forgotten me. Remember who you are. You are my son. Have you ever struggled with your identity? Have you ever forgotten who you are? Israel certainly did, because they forgot the covenant which the Lord their God had made with their forefathers, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was all so simple, so easy. God said, I will be your God, and you will be my people. As their history continued, they forgot. Through years of slavery, they struggled. And so at Sinai, God reminded them once again, I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt. And then he defined for them what it means to be his people in 10 commandments. He inscribed them on stone so that his people would always remember and never forget. But what was written on stone, Israel never took to heart. Israel never understood that what the Lord their God wanted was not just some lip service, not some outward obedience, not a moral code. But what God really wanted from his people was their love. He gave them the 10 commandments as the way in which they could lovingly respond to the love that he'd shown to them. But on the way to the promised land, they forgot. They were unwilling, unable to keep the law's demands, and so they felt the pressure of the law crushing down on them. They were convicted. They felt accused and condemned. They hated the law. They rebelled against it. They were unfaithful to God. They broke the covenant. And they wandered for 40 years. And all the while, God remained faithful to them. He defeated their enemies, protected them, provided for them. He dwelt in the midst of them. Now, as we heard yesterday, as the book of Deuteronomy comes to an end, the people of God were encamped on the plains of Moab. A generation of them had died and were buried out in the desert behind them. And before them was the promised land. So Moses gathered all the people once again. And he preached this long sermon, reminding them once again of all that the Lord their God had done for them, reminding them of the blessings and the curses of the covenant. And as he came to the conclusion of his sermon, he said, you are standing before the Lord your God so that you might enter into the sworn covenant of the Lord your God, which the Lord your God is making with you today, that he may establish you today as his people, and he, your God, as he promised you and swore to your forefathers. The Lord had been, was, and would always be their God. They would be his people. As we heard yesterday, God is the one who made the choice. God declared it to be so. Could it be any clearer? But once again, in the promised land, Israel forgot who they were. They wanted instead to be like their Canaanite neighbors. They forgot the Lord their God, and they worshiped the Canaanite gods of wood and stone and gold and silver. They broke the covenant. And throughout years and years of their history, they lost their identity. They suffered defeat after defeat. Their once glorious kingdom rose, divided, and was conquered. Their treasures were ransacked. Their temple was demolished. Their brightest and best would be led away into slavery. They forgot who they were. But instead of the final judgment that Israel truly deserved to hear, God spoke a word of promise through the prophet Jeremiah. The time is coming, God said, when I will make a new covenant. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers, because they broke my covenant. I will be their God, and they will be my people. That's what God always wanted. Even though Israel had been unfaithful to him, the Lord remained faithful in his love for them, his people. This covenant could not, would not fail. The terms of the old covenant were spelled out in terms of you shall or you shall not. The pronoun changed in the new covenant. God said, I will. I will put my law in their minds. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God. I will forgive their wickedness. I will remember their sin no more. The real power of this new covenant came right at the end. This glorious promise. I will forgive their wickedness. I will remember their sin no more. The reason this new covenant cannot fail is that even though God's people would be unfaithful, even though they would break the commandments, even though they would sin against God again and again, God says that he will forgive and he will remember no more. This new covenant is all about God's mercy. All about God's grace, his love for his people. It was ratified in blood at Mount Calvary. In Jesus, the Lord our God became incarnate. He took our sin, all of our sin. He became sin for us. He shed his blood on a cross as punishment for our sin so that we might truly be forgiven. This morning, as we prepare for confession and absolution, I come to you as an old monkey, inviting you to look into the water. And what is it that you see? A disappointing reflection of yourself? Do you see the lust, the greed, the envy, the hatred, the bitterness? Do you see the pride? Do you hear the words that have flown from your mouth? The sarcasm, the gossip, the lies, the smart, snarky, and vulgar words. Do you recognize the things that you've done and failed to do? The idols that you worship, the person that you've become. What a disappointing reflection. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. It's unworthy of God's forgiveness. But you've forgotten who you are. Look harder. Look deeper into the water of your baptism. See your Father, His grace, His mercy, His peace revealed at the cross. You have been washed in the blood of Jesus, forgiven of all your sins, dearly loved. This morning, hear the voice of your Father. I am the Lord your God, and you are my people. You are my son. You are my daughter. Remember who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.